Good evening and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Shabbos Parshas Matos Masei and Rosh Chodesh Av. The sedges Matos and Masei, when combined as they generally are, and as is certainly the case this year, constitutes the longest single Kriyas HaTorah of the entire year. Two relatively long sedges are combined into one to make a very, very long Kriyas HaTorah, to the point that actually the Balei Tosfos, the end of Megillah, raised the question as to why the practice developed to combine these two sedges. Why not combine two shorter sedges, which we sometimes don't do? Okay, so they have an answer for that. But in any event, Matas and Masei are together this year. And again, that's the way it is most of the time. And the laning is even longer this year because it's also Rosh Chodesh. We take out a second Sefer Torah laning, the Rosh Chodesh laning. And what I'd like to look at today, this evening, is not something relating to Matas and Masei, but relating to Rosh Chodesh Av, indeed falling on Shabbos as it does this year. Specifically, what is the correct Haftorah when Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos? That doesn't happen very frequently, that Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos. That's part of the calendaric quirk when you have Erev Pesach on Shabbos, as we did this year. We know that whatever day of the week the first day of Pesach is also the same day of the week of Tisha B'Av that year. So this year, the first day of Pesach was Saturday night. Right? The first day was Motzei Shabbos. The first day of Pesach was Saturday night, Sunday. So Tisha B'Av is also Saturday night, Sunday. Tisha B'Av, other times, we observe on Saturday night, Sunday, because it lands on Shabbos, we push it off. But this year, Tisha B'Av naturally lands on Saturday night and Sunday. So if the 9th of Av is Sunday, which it is next week, so that means the Rosh Chodesh Av is on Shabbos, this coming Shabbos. Again, it doesn't happen. It happens only in those years when you have the Erev Pesach on Shabbos, the 3-day Purim in Yerushalayim, and so on, Purim Shulish, and so on. In any event, the question is, what is the correct Haftorah when Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos? A question that's relevant to our practice in Shul Mitzvah Shem this coming Shabbos. So before we explore the question itself, just a little bit of introductory material regarding Haftorahs in general. First of all, I just want to point out, no one knows the spelling, the word Haftorah has nothing to do with the word Torah. They're not the same word at all. When I was a little kid, I always thought Haftorah meant some Yiddish word or something, like Haftorah meant after the Torah. You know, the Torah is Torah, because Haftorah, and then Haftorah is after the Torah. So I thought it was a Yiddish word. But it's not. Haftorah means, it's not even spelled the same way in Hebrew. It's a test instead of a tough. And it just means that with which we conclude, which we part the company and so on. In any event, has various other meanings, but the word Haftorah is nothing to do with the Kriyas HaTorah. Origin of Haftorah in general is somewhat shrouded in mystery. We don't exactly know. We don't have a clear presentation of exactly when this practice started and where it comes from. We do have Gemaras that talk about Moshe Rabbeinu instituting Kriyas HaTorah and Ezra making certain institutions relating to Kriyas HaTorah, but we don't have any clear Gemara that says, where does the idea of reading from Navi every Shabbos, where does that come from? The Mishnah says in the first source, the Mishnah Megillah, Chof Aleph and Aleph assumes that there is such a thing as reading Haftorah. The Mishnah says, Chof Aleph and Aleph and Megillah, in the middle of the Mishnah, it says, B'yomtiv Chamisha, talking about how many aliyahs there are. So it says, on Yontif, there are 5 aliyahs, right? And then Yom Kippurim Shisha, and then Kippur 6, B'Shabbos Shiva. Shabbos, you have 7 aliyahs. And at the end, it says, U'maftirim Benovi. On these occasions, on Yontif, on Yom Kippur, and on Shabbos, we also maftirim Benovi. We read Haftorah from Navi. It doesn't say in that Mishnah or in the Gemara on the Mishnah where exactly it comes from. So there is a passage in the Talmud of Eliyahu, and Elio Rabba Parsha Aleph, second source. Mikan Amru La'olam Yashkim Adam V'Yishna V'Shabbos V'Yelech Le'Beis HaKnes Le'Beis HaMedrash. It says a person on Shabbos should get up and go to the shul into the Beis HaMedrash. Yikra B'Torah V'Yishna B'Nevi'im. It says they should read in the Torah and also read something from Navi. So there is a Mishnah, there is a passage in the Medrash, yeah.
Question. Wasn't it? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're going.
Wasn't there something about when they weren't allowed to read the Torah?
See. Okay, good. But I'm just pointing out it's never mentioned in the Mishnah, the Gemara, exactly where Haftorah comes from. The Talmud Belio says an old practice to read from the Torah and read from the Nevi'im, then Macharkech Lebeso, then go home and eat and drink and so on and so forth. The Sefer HaMachria, that's written by the author of the Tosas Rid, Bishai Detrani, one of the Bishonim, Tosas Rid, the Sefer HaMachria, Simon Lamed Aleph, in Source 3, quotes on Rabbeinu Tam, he has a tradition, I don't know what his makar is, but he has a tradition that the idea of reading from Navi, what we call the Haftorah, comes from Takonis Ezra. B'chol Mokom. And they only did it B'shas Pitul Malacha, on days when, you don't have to go to work. So that's why it's on we have Haftorah on Yontif, on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos days, you don't have to go to work. And then it says also Ben Yotze L'Musaf, between Shachar and Musaf. That's where you have Haftorah. But, so the Sefer HaMechir, the Tosfos Rid, says that it comes from Takhonas Ezra. There's an interesting Tshuvas HaGaonim, Shari Tshuvas Simon Nun Hay, Prit in Source 4, and the Shibullah HaLeket in Source 5, and Simon Mem Dalet quotes it and adds to it. The Tshuvas HaGaonim has a tradition, saying from Rav Shira Gaon, this particular tradition, that there was a practice to read and study Navi every day at the end of davening, not just on Shabbos. People would learn at the end of davening, they would learn Torah and Navi and Mishnah and Gemara, and they would study after davening every single day. If you look about five lines down in Source number 4, it says, V'cheven sheribsa niyispolam v'utzu tamar chacham l'maisedehem. But then there was poverty, people had to go to work, even the tamar chacham had to go and find a job and so on. They didn't have as much time to learn. Lo ha'yuchom lasuk b'Torah tamid. They didn't have as much time for Torah learning. So therefore, one of the things they did away with, they had to do away. Akur likos b'navi b'chol yom archat tefila. They did away with reading Navi every single day, and they just as a holdover, so to speak, the two psukim that we say towards the end of davening every day. Most of the davening, which comes from Tanakh, is from Ksuvim, from Tilim. Right, so but after Ashrei and Lam Natzeh, in the beginning of Uvolotzion Gol Shav Pesh Yaakov. Okay, Numa Hashem, and the next pasuk on Isos Pesach Chet, that comes from Navi. So those two psukim from Navi are holdovers when he used to study Navi every day. That's what it says. Okay, and we still say those psukim today, even though there's, maybe the reason doesn't apply. The Shibullah Leket adds to that, and soon Memdalid, he says that that's on Shabbos Yontif. Okay, if you look again towards the end, tells the whole story. The first part tells the whole story. They would study Torah and Navi and Mishnah every single day, not just on Shabbos, but every single day they would read for Navi. Then they had to do away with that because people had to go to work. But you look at the last three lines of Source 5 of a Shabbos Yontif, Sheish Bo Bita Malacha. When the Shabbos Yontif, he can't go to work anyway. So then, they would go back and they would study Torah and they would interpret it. Then apparently they would also read Navi as well. Okay, and he said that's why we don't say the psukim of all at Zion and Vanizos Bisi. The psukim we talk, I don't say on Shabbos morning, Shari Kvar Korban Novi, because you're reading from Novi, and we do say it at Mincha, so it's not to forget about it. But anyway, so therefore you see a tradition that's very old. Apparently, they study Novi all the time, so that's maybe where the Haftorah came from that practice. The Avudram in Seder Sefer Shachar Shel Shabbos or 6, he mentions what the Hadley you said before. The Lama Maftir Menavim Levisha Gazur Al Yisrael. There was a one-time decree against the Jewish people, Shaloyikur B'Torah. They weren't allowed to study Torah. And therefore, since the Torah reading on Shabbos had seven aliyahs, and each aliyah has to have three psukim minimally, so that's a total of 21 psukim. So therefore, they instituted, look at the second line of 6, Tiknu Likros Chafal Psukim in Nevi'im, to read 21 psukim, minimum of 21 psukim from Navi, unless you have a passage that contains a subject, less psukim, but basically 21 psukim. So Avudram says that the practice, even though the Sefer Machriya, the Tosfos read back in Source 3, said it's Mitakonas Ezra. Okay, the Avudram doesn't seem to hold that way. He seems to say it was a later, doesn't say when. He just says it was some later time that there was some type of exer against the Jewish people to study Torah publicly. So instead they read from Navi. The Levush in Source number 7, in Levush in Narachayim, Simon Reish Pei Dalet, in Sif Aleph, he also says, Maftirim b'Navi minyana shel parsha, right? The Navi passage has something to do thematically with something that was in the parsha Shavu, the Torah reading. Then it says, "Vatam shemaftir menavihu eshapam achas gozu shmar al Yisrael shaliku b'Torah." There's one time, and unfortunately, it happened more than one time. So different eras where it could have happened, but neither the Avudram nor Levush says when it was. It just says there was one time there was a decree against the Jews that weren't allowed to study Torah, and therefore they instituted to read Navi instead. And no less than 3 psukim for each aliyah, so it's 3 times 7, 21 psukim, and so on and so forth. And he says, why do we read from Navi, Dafka, the second part of 7? Why they pick to read the Haftorah from Navi and not from Ksuvim? So some say the Xeria was against, maybe they couldn't read Ksuvim either, not Navi, or whatever the Xeria was. Inami, Shum Shebinaviyim Nimsa Me'ein Inyan Akol Parshios Shabbat Torah. In Navi, you can find something that thematically relates to every parsha in the Torah. Mashenakin Baksuvim. In Ksuvim, it's harder to do that. Okay.
Rabbi.
Suggestion. The Tos is Yontif.
Can I ask a quick question before the
Lord asks? Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes. Is Levush the first one to connect it to the parsha?
No, we'll see. In print, I'm not sure. I'd have to double check.
I'm saying Abu Raham, nobody else. They didn't really talk
about
it.
Yeah, they didn't mention it. The Kesef, we do have the Kesef Mishnah says before. We'll see. I have to figure out who the first one. Yeah, we'll see. Okay. The Tosis Yontif, in his commentary, the Mishnah Megillah, Paragimel, Mishnah Dalet, Dira Masa Lechesidron, source number 8, he says, Talmud the Haftar is caused of a Sefer Tishbi, which is some earlier Sefer, Shoresh Peta, and the root word Pet. The Shorish Pei Tesreish, which is the Shorish of Haftorah, okay. Shemotzo Kosov Shantiochos Harosh Melech Yavon Gozer Al Yisrael. Who was the one who made this decree? Our old friend Antiochus from Hanukkah, right? Antiochus Melech, the Greek king Antiochus. Okay, he was the one who made this decree. Shaliku b'tar b'rabim, not the study Torah. Ma'os Yisrael, loku parsha echa minivim shein yonah domelin and masha kosva parsha. So Jewish people took something from Navi, which thematically related to a theme from the parsha, and that's what they did, and that's what they read instead. And then Tosi Yontif says, even though there's no more such a decree, but that minig remains. The Tosi Yontif connects it, he says, when was it that this decree against Torah learning was promulgated? That was in the days of Antiochus, the Greek king from the Hanukkah story. Reb Tzadok, in source number, Reb Tzadok of Lublin, in the Chassidisha, bent at Tzirkas HaTzadok, Oskuf Ayin Ches, he says, you see, from everything, Torah can elevate everything, and Haftorah was instituted for a bad reason, right? Look at the second half of 9. Kenya Haftorah, Sheniskan, like the Gzera, Shalikos, Batorah. Haftorah was instituted because of Gzera not to learn, but Chazal understood there was a Ratzon Hashem that we should read from Navi, so we continue to do it. Okay, now, it's interesting, the question you're asking, Rucham, where exactly does it come from? What exactly is the Haftorah and so on? So apparently there's something to connect to the Parsha. The Kesef Mishnah, in his comment on the Rambam, discussed the following. There is a Gemara in Megillah, Chaf Hayamad Aleph, source number 10, Tanur Rabbanan, that there are certain passages in Torah and in Navi which you're not supposed to study publicly, or at least you can read it. Some things you shouldn't even read publicly. Some things you can read publicly but shouldn't translate and teach, right? Because there are problems that it's difficult to understand, as we'll see in a moment, right? That's the Mishnah, the Gemara in Megillah, Chaf Hayamad Aleph, Tanur Rabbanan, Yesh Nikun Metargim, Yesh Nikun Lo Metargim, Yesh Lo Nikun Lo Metargim. And Rashi says, an example, in source 11, Megillah, Chaf Hayamad Aleph, Dibur Masa Yesh Lo, Yesh, he says, Maisa David v'Amnon Lo Nikun v'Haftar. The story of David and Amnon, right? Amnon was the son of David who lusted after one of David's daughters with a different mother, and so on. He had a whole charade that he was sick, and the whole story, he slept with her, and not the jolliest of stories. So therefore, it says, that's Rashi gives an example of something we don't read in public as the Haftorah. The Rambam, Paskins this way, Hilchas Tzvila, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Beis 12, the Rambam says, well, Kala, not everything is read. He talks about Maisa Ruvain, and Maisa Egel mentioned Birchas Konan, which I'm not going to go to the reason for that right now. But anyway, he mentioned Maisa Amnon, right? We don't start publicize these things. So the Kesef Mishnah, there on that Rambam, this is important. Source 13, the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, of Birchas Tzvila, Echad Beis, the Kesef Mishnah says, what's this business of telling him David and Amnon? You know, that's not one of the Haftorahs. So, okay, we're not going to read it public. It's not one of our Haftorahs. So Kesef Mishnah makes an important comment. He says, V'nira, apparently at that time there was no fixed haftorah like we have. We open a text and here's the haftorah for Mayetze, here's the haftorah for Bo, whatever. Okay, apparently they did not have a fixed haftorah. Okay, Ella kol echore amafter inyan shenirilo shumisyaches laparsha. Okay, because the Mishnah says apparently every community or every shul, they picked something which they thought thematically matched something the sedra. It was fluid. It was open. That's why nowadays we have so many different minhagim by haftorahs. You know, look in the Chumash. The Ashkenazim start here, and the Sfaradim stop there, and the Frankfurt am Main, they read the next two psukim. And in Italy, they skip those four psukim. Whatever you've seen in many Chumashim that are in use today, there are different minhagim regarding haftorahs to this very day. And the Kesef Mishnah says that's because originally it wasn't fixed. Then, Menhagim developed and solidified in some. But originally, as long as you figured out some connection, again, you know, the Sfaradim typically, they end earlier than we do. Ashkenazim have long haftorahs, the Sfaradim, most of the time. But anyway, some are completely different. And some of them say the Yemenite minhag is different. If you're interested in that subject, in Second Peter Talmudis has an entry on haftorah. In the back, they have a chart, like a chart, which has all the different haftorahs. Very not a well-written chart, in my opinion. Very hard to understand what they're going with, how to read it. But all right, anyway, it has all the many different Hagim in Rome and other places. So now to the Kesef Mishnah writes, bottom line, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Chaim Sin Reish Pei Dalat Tif Aleph 14, Maftirin B'Navi B'Nyana Shel Parsha. The Haftarah for the Navi should be something to do with the Parsha. You have to have 21 Psukim and so on, except there's some exceptions if it's covered in less. And he says, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yontiv, you only need 15 psukim, because again, let's remember, why did I get 21? Because 7 aliyahs times 3. But 3 psukim per aliyah, 21. So the yontif, only 5 aliyahs, so 5 times 3. Okay. Anyway, that's the shohar, and of course, he writes that we only do haftorahs with a brach when you have a minyan, but with you want to read without a brach, it's certainly okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the tshuva, Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Alev, Simen Kuv Gimel 15, Ein lona l'shanos likra haftorah acheres. Nowadays, you can't choose and pick. And you can't now say, well, listen, I have a good connection to the passage of Navi. I'd like to read this passage of Navi. And it matches the Torah reading. At one time, that was acceptable. But nowadays, we don't do it. He says, okay, we can't do it. Even though it looks sensible, he says, we don't do it. Okay. So the question now becomes, all right, so every parsha has its haftarah. So, but what happens when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos? Forget about this week when it's Rosh but let's say Rosh Chodesh, I don't know, and some other Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. So the Gemara tells us in Megillah, Lamed Aleph, 16, Rosh Chodesh Shecholesh B'Shabbos Maftirin V'Hoye Mide Chodesh B'Chodesh. When Rosh Chodesh lands on Shabbos, we do not read whatever the Haftarah for that particular Parsha of Shavua is, whatever it happens to be, but rather we read a special Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh with the words V'Hoye Mide Chodesh B'Chodesh. What's that? That's the very end of Sefer Yeshayah, the last parak in Sefer Yeshayah, 17, Yeshayah Parak Samech Vav. It begins, Pasuk Aleph, Komar Hashem HaShemayim Kisei V'Aretz Ador Magalai. That's how Haftarah begins. And it ends, Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'hoya Mide Chodesh B'chodesho, V'Shabbos V'Shabbat, Yovo Kovetz L'Shach, L'Fonai Amar Hashem. Then there's another Pasuk Chav Tal, then we repeat Pasuk Chav Gimel again, so it's to end on a high note. But anyway, that talks about V'hoya Mide Chodesh B'chodesho, so the Gemara says, back in 16, Megillah, Lamed Aleph, and Aleph, that is the Haftarah when Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh lands on Shabbos, because the Haftarah speaks about Mide Chodesh B'Chodesh, Shabbos B'Shabbat, it fits. It's got nothing to do with the Parsha Shavua. It's about Rosh Chodesh. And that's how the Rambam Paskins, Parag Yud Gimel of Hilchos Tfilah Halacha Dalet 18, V'imchor Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, Motzi'in Shnei Svarim, we take out two Sefer Torah, V'achad Karim Oseder Oso Shabbos, the first Sefer Torah, we read the Parsha of Shavuah, or whatever it is. And the Sheni, we read the Rosh Chodeshechem, right? That's the Rosh Chodesh laning from Parsha Pinchas, last week, etc. And Ramaftir Karin Rosh Chodesh, Ramaftirin Bahai Mede Chodesh Bechodesh. And we read those Psukim Yeshaya, that's after. And the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. Or Chaim Sim Tov Chav Hey, Rosh Chodesh. Sif Aleph, Rosh Chodesh Chodesh B'Shabbos, again, Motzin Shnei Sorim, etc. And Umaftirin Hashamayim Kisi. We read that after a called Hashemayim Kisi. Again, that's back, you look back in 17, that's Parak Samach Vav of Yeshayah. Pasuk Aleph, call my Hashemayim Kisi. So he calls it Hashemayim Kisi. That's the Haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And the Shabur explains, you've gotten Dalit 20, Shasham Nisgar, Main Rosh Chodesh, Minyan Rosh Chodesh, because it mentions about Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Now, so that should answer our problem. This Shabbos, tomorrow night, Shabbos, is Rosh Chodesh of. So we should not read whatever the Haftarah will be for Parshas Matos Maaseh, but according to the Gemara, we just said it. And again, we see the Rambam Paskin, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, no question about it. We should read the Rosh Chodesh Haftarah for this particular Shabbos. We're going to read from the second Sefer Torah, the Kriyas HaTorah for Rosh Chodesh. So the Haftarah should be the Haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. However, we're confronted with a different problem. Because there is a practice that we have, and Tosas talks about it in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis 21. Tosas Dibur Maskor Rosh Chodesh of Shecholes B'Shabbos says Sha'anu Noagin Al Pi Psikta. We have a practice based on a Psikta. Psikta is a collection of midrashim. I didn't find this inside the Psikta. I looked around a little bit. I had different editions of Psikta. And I looked online. I couldn't find this particular passage in the Psikta. But sometimes Psikta refers to a different midrash. Anyway, it's some midrashic compendium. And it says, "Anu Noagin Al Pi Psikta Lomar Gimel De Paranusa Kodem Tisha B'Av." We have the practice that on the three Shabbosim prior to Tisha B'Av, during what we call the 3 weeks, right, the 3 weeks between Shabbos and Thomas and Tisha B'Av, to read three Gimel De Paranusa, three Haftarahs of tragedy, of disaster. The Elohein, here they are, says Tosas, Divrei Yirmiyahu, That's as I printed in source 22. That's the first parak of Yirmiyahu, okay, which you read last Shabbos. Taka the first of the 3 weeks. The Yirmiyahu parak Aleph, it's pasuk Aleph starts Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyo, and so on, and we end with in 23 parak Bay is pasuk Gimel, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, etc. That was the end of last week's Haftarah. That's the first. Okay, then going back to Tosus. So Elohim, one is Divrei Yirmiyahu. Two, Shimu Dvar Hashem, the second week of the 3 weeks, the second Shabbos of the 3 weeks, we read Shimu Dvar Hashem, which starts
in Hazon,
23, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Beis Yaakov, Bechol Mishpachos, Beis Yisrael, and concludes, we finish that Perek, Chof Ches, Vayah Elokecha, then we add a Pasuk. What Pasuk? You add a different Minhagim. Many regular Ashkenazim add from Yirmiyahu, Perek Gimel, 24. Paragimel pasuk dalet halomayata koras liavi aluf nurayata. Okay, and others add from Perek Dalet of Yirmiyahu pasukim aluf and beishim toshim Yisrael and so on, ending with the words vayis halalo. Okay, that's the second week of the 3 weeks. So again, the first week Perek Aleph of Yirmiyahu dvar Yirmiyahu, the second one Shimu dvar Hashem Shimu, and the third says Tosu Chazon Yishayah. Right, that's next Shabbos Chazon Yishayah. That's source 26. Right, which begins Yeshayah, Perek, Aleph, Pasuk, Aleph, Chazon, Yeshayah, Ben Amot, and so on. Ending with Pasuk Chav Zayin. We'll come back to the middle Pasuk in a moment, with the 26, but ending with Pasuk Chav Zayin, Tzim, Mishpatim, Mishpatipoda, Mishavah, Mitzvah, right? That's the Haftorah of Shabbos Chazon. So Tosus tells us, based on the Psikta, that we have these three special Haftorahs during the so-called 3 weeks between Shavuos, Tammuz, and Tishrei, Divrei Yirmiyahu, which we read last Shabbos, Shimu Dvar Hashem, and Chazon. This is brought in the Machzor Vitri, early sources now, Machzavitri, the Svedish of Rashi, Simon Reish, Samech Beis, 27. Ve'elu Haim, Simon Haftaris, Miyud Zayin B'Tamuz. Here are the Haftaris from Shavuos B'Tamuz, Ad Sof HaChomesh, till the end of the year, till next Bereishis. And he has a whole initials, Dalet Shin Ches, and Dalet Shin Ches is our topic, but the next one, the so called seven Nechemta, the seven special Haftaris of comfort after Tisha B'Av, between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, and then two Haftaris from Hashem Kippur. Okay, we're not into that right now, but we're interested in the first three, Dalad Shin Ches, right? Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Chazon Yishayah. And they are, says the Machzor Vitri, Shalosh Haftaris of Shamashay, and Divrei Tochochos. Okay, they're words of Musar, of warning. Right, from Yisrael, appropriate for Shavuos with Thomas and Tisha B'Av. Shein Divrei Tochocha, Kedei Lochiach Yisrael, Kasher Hochiach HaNaviyim HaYushalayim, to remind us how to behave and so on, and what happened, we didn't, and the way the Naviyim rebuked us, you know, about Yerushalayim. And he quotes Rabbeinu Tam like that, and he has the same simon of Haftaris, that, you know, that that's what we do, right? He says, ordinarily, goes back to Yerucham said before, so here's an early source, the Machzor Vitri. Okay, Yerucham, it's at the end of the second line of 27. Of that. Yeah. Ad achar shivos v'tamuz maftirin l'inyan parshios. The Machzor Vitri says from the beginning of the year, Bereishis, until after shivos v'tamuz, where the maftir has something to do, haftorah has something to do with the parsha. But after that, mina tainus v'elech, from the first day of shivos v'tamuz and on, you have these special haftorahs till the end of the year. And again, we're into dalad shin ches. The Or Zerua in 28, chelik beisim and shin sari beis, also quotes from Tam, nearly ikir the kriyas haftorahs dalad shin ches. Again, these are the based on a psikta gimel the parts of the Tisha B'Av and the Avudram Seder Parsha of Haftaras 29 also says Amrinan the psikta. He quotes that same psikta is mi brachus vachivos v'tamos maftirin l'inyan parshios, right, from brachus till shivos v'tamos Haftaras something to do with the parshios, and there are some, you know, it might be shkolim, it might be Chanukah, but you know, basically, okay, mishom va'elech hakol l'fias marvel l'fias ma'ora. After that, it has not to do with the parsha, but to do with the time of year. And Tos de Paranusa, the three Haftaras of disaster, Shevet and Echemta, the seven Haftaras of comfort, Tartet, you have the two that have to do the Shuva, possibly referring to Tzom Gedalia and Shabbat Shuva. Okay, whatever. And again, these are the ones, Divrei Yirmiyahu, right? And Parshas Matos is Divrei Yirmiyahu. Parshas Maseh, when they're separate, is Shimon Dvar Hashem. Otherwise, Parshas Pinchas is Divrei Yirmiyahu, like it was last week. And Matos Maseh, Shimon Dvar Hashem. And Elah Dvarim next week is Levnei Tishwa Chazon Yishayah. Okay, and there it is. So that's what the Avudram says. I do want to point out, it's very interesting, the Rambam, if you look in the Seder Tfilas, the Rambam, the end of Sefer Ava, has his Siddur. Okay, what he felt the Tfilas should be, and he talks about other things, laning and so on, like a Siddur of Kol HaShana. So when he talks about Amaftir Ben Novi, he has, for these Sedras, nothing to do with the Shlosh of the Paranusa. Never mind the Psikta. He says, no, these haftaras also have to do with the Parshas Shavua. And look what he says, Rosh HaMatos, Parshas Matos, What do we read in Haftarah? He says, "Va'itein Moshe the Matav and Reuven Abrechalk Besarit Yoshua." Yoshua Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Tezvav 31. Va'itein Moshe the Matav and Reuven Abrechalkosam through 32. Perik Yud Dalet Pasuk Hey Kashratziva Hashem Moshe Kain Also Bnei Yisrael Va'yachalk Besarit, because Parshas Matos has in it the story of the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven asking for the territory on the other side, on the eastern bank of the Jordan River. So you read the Pesuk of Yoshua that was carried out. That makes the sense of the Torah. Perfect fit. Ela Masay continues the Rambam there in 30. Ela Anachlos Arabim and Yisrael Levim Yoshua. Also in Yoshua. 33. Yoshua Perikud Tes Pesuk Nun Aleph. Ela Anachlos Arashmachul Elazar Kohen. Yeshua Ben Nun Rosh Ebos Lamathos Ben Yisrael, etc. And through Perikuf Aleph Pesuk Gimel 34. Vayidu Ben Yisrael Levim Anachlos Om. And so on, again, because Parshas Maaseh talks about the borders of Eretz Yisrael and the distribution, who the leaders are going to distribute the land. So you read about what happened there in Yoshua. And finally, the Rambam concludes there, Ela Dvorim, Parshas Dvorim, you read for also from Yirmiyahu, Parak Lamed, Pasuk Dalet, Ve'ela Dvorim, Asher Dibar Hashem Yisrael Yehuda, through Pasuk HaBeis, Yisim L'Oman Oche, Ela Kam Elokim, they're all thematic related to the Parsha, the same words, Ela Dvorim. So the Rambam, in the Tefillah, in the Siddur, says those really should be the haftaras that he said. Nothing to do with that with Divrei Yirmiyahu or Shema Devar Hashem or Chazon. However, in the Mishnah Torah itself, 36, the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah Parak Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Tes says, "But Nagu Ha'am." Despite what I wrote over there, I mean, it doesn't reference it, but I think that's what he's getting at. Nagu Ha'am. The custom is Maftirin Kodesh Kodim Tishabav Vishalo Shabbos Divrei Tochachot. The Rambam acknowledged that the minig is not like I said we just read. The minig is that in the three Shabbos and before Tisha B'Av, during the 3 weeks, you read three special haftaras of warning, of punishment, and so on. But interestingly, he doesn't say the same thing that we do. He says Shabbos Rishona Maftirin B'Divrei Yirmiyahu. The first Shabbos Divrei Yirmiyahu. Fine, that was last week. Shnia Chazon Yeshayim. The second one is Chazon. I like that. The third, Shlishis, Echa Haisel Azona. If you look back in 26, the Pasuk Echa Haisel Azona is in Yeshaya Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So somehow, according to the Rambam, I guess Chazon was split into two parts. Okay? And it was the second week of the 3 weeks, you read from Chazon, and I guess up through Pasuk, you know, right up to Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and the Shabbos, the week called Shabbos Chazon, right before Tishra, the third of 3 weeks, you start with Echa Haisel Azona. I guess you go further than Chav Zayin. Not sure where you would stop. But that's the Rambam says that is the minig that he has. Okay, it's not exactly we have the Agos. Maimon is there on that Rambam. Perek Yigim Alochi Yates and Ospei, he writes 37, Aval Anu Noagim Lahafter Divrei Shimon Chazon. But he quotes the minig we mentioned before, not like the Rambam, that the first week is Divrei Yirmiyahu, the second week is Shimon Dvar Hashem, and the third week is Chazon. And he says that, Chain Isa Psikta. And that's what it says in the Psikta. And that is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well, not like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shoshchodesh, Orchaim Sim Tof Chof Ches, Sif Ches, 38. Miyud Zayin B'Tamaz Ve'Elech Maftirin Gimel Depar Nusa Zayin Nechemta Tarta Yufta Yufta Min Shuva. On our topic now, Gimel Depar Nusa Divrei Yirmiyahu Shimon Dvar Hashem and Chazon Yeshayim. Okay, very nice. Now we'll come back to our question. So Rabosai, what do we do with this Shabbos? We have conflicting directives. It's Rosh Chodesh Av. So one directive, as we saw earlier, was when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, we read a special Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh. The end of Sefer Yeshayah, right? Where there has Bahamid Chodesh Chodesh, we call Shamayim Kisi. On the other hand, we also have the practice that during this three special haftaras, during the so-called 3 weeks, of which this is the second, we read, according to most authorities, Shimu Dvar Hashem. So what wins? That's why I raised the question in the beginning of the year, what is the correct haftarah when Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos? From one perspective, what do you mean? It's Rosh Chodesh, so we should read Rosh Chodesh haftarah. On the other hand, it's the second of 3 weeks. So we should read the second or third weeks after Shimon Bar Hashem. What wins? Yeah.
In Katchila, we are said anyway. So there is a Tahiyah.
There's a what?
There's a Atzvut. This month.
Okay. Right.
Therefore, okay. You read something that goes, and then you mention Rosh Chodesh anyway. We right. Do that.
Some in the Sfard and the Sfardim sort of read one Pasuk, two Pasuk in the beginning and the end that they appended.
Right.
It was interesting, meaning. But again, in terms of the Iker Haftarah, that's the question we're exploring right now. So luckily for us, the Gemara deals with this explicitly. Okay? You take a look in Source 39, the very bottom of Lamed Aleph and Aleph and Megillah, Source 39, Omar of Huna going over to Lamed Aleph and Beis, Rosh Chodesh of Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, the Gemara is going to tell us, what do we do when Rosh Chodesh of falls on Shabbos? Guess what? You don't do either. Okay, you don't do either. You don't read the Rosh Chodesh Haftarah, and you don't read Shema Dvar Hashem. How do you like that? The Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh of Shema Dvar Hashem, you know what you read? Chod Sheichem Mo'adechem Sona Nafshi Hayo Alai LaTorah. Look back at 26. That's also in the Haftarah of Chazon. That's Yeshaya Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Dal. Look back at 26. Chod Sheichem Mo'adechem Sona Nafshi. Now that makes eminent sense, because you're reading something sad. That's Chazon. Right. On the other hand, you're making direct reference to Rosh Chodesh. Chod Sheichem Olechem Son and Avshe. Because Baruch complains, I don't like your observance of Rosh Chodesh and your holidays and so on and so forth. So that what the Gemara says, you know, we thought there were two choices. What should you read this Shabbos? The Haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or Haftarah for the second of the 3 weeks? So the Gemara says neither. You should read the Haftarah of Chazon that includes those words, Chod Sheichem Olechem Son and Avshe. Okay. And that's what the Rif brings down as well. Okay, the Rif in Megillah Yud Aleph Mud Aleph in his pages in Megillah 40, he quotes it. We had an Amar of Huna. He quotes Amar of Yehuda Bereidu Shmuel Bereshelos Mishnei the Rav. He quotes it from Rav. Rosh Chodesh Av Shechos B'Shabbos Maftim Chod Sheichem Odechem Son Anafshi. The problem is that's one pasuk. So where do you start and where do you stop? Right, that's not so clear. So the Gaonim are bothered by this. There's a Chuvas HaGaonim, the Harkavi edition Simon Chof Beis 41. Okay, how the Amar of Yehuda Bereid of Shmuel Bereshelos Mishnei the Rav, etc., etc. Second line, Mehechan Maschilim Mehechan Bomer. I mean, good. The Gemara tells us what to do, but it leaves a little bit of information lacking. Okay, it says you read this Haftarah, it includes the words Chodeshem Olechem Son and Afshi. Good, but where do you start? Where do you stop? So, and not only that, but if you're going to do that, second question, second line of 41, Ulus Shabbos Acheres Ruarav Tishma Bamem Afterim. And what's next week? I'm not going to read Chazon again. Just read it this week. Not going to be 2 weeks in a row. Will you? Maybe you would. I don't know. That's what the Gaonim ask. And if you're going to do this, what the Gemara says, on the second of 3 weeks, you're going to read Chazon, that includes those words, Chod Sheichem Olechem. On one hand, it makes good sense. But first of all, where do you stop? Where do you stop? And second of all, what do you do next week? So he mentioned the Gaonim, Kach, I don't know, again, Shemaschil and Chazon Yishayah. We begin from the beginning. Okay? And you would go up to Im Tovu Ushmatem. Look back again at 26. You go up until the words, in Chof Aleph, in Tovu Shmatim Tuvar Tochelu, that you read up until that point. That's what you do. Okay. And Achshav Marbichin Bo'ad Beis Yaakov L'chud Nenel Chabor Hashem. Some read Viter. Okay, I printed 43. Some read into Perek Beis, Pasuk Hei, Beis Yaakov L'chud Nenel Chabor Hashem. What do we do the following week? Well, the Shabbos Acheres, you Erev Tishbav next week, which is, you know, we call Shabbos Chazon, but you're not going to read Chazon again. And Erev Tishbav, the 8th above, next Shabbos, Kachmin again, Uklona Hafter Imdu al Drachim. You read something else entirely. Psukim, starting from Yirmiyahu, Perek Vav, Pasuk Tezayin, 44. Komar Hashem, Imdu al Drachim, Ru, and so on. And others, Yesh Maftir, Masa Ge Chizayon. Okay, which is a Yeshaya, Perek Vav, Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Masa Ge Chizayon. Different Minhagim. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says, in a year like this, Rosh Chodesh of falls on Shabbos, we do not read not the Haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Hashemayim Kisi, and not the Haftarah for the standard Haftarah for the second of 3 weeks, Hashem of Hashem, but we read Chazon this Shabbos and something else next Shabbos. However, Tosus points out on that daf in Megillah Lamed Aleph Beis 46, Tosus points out, Tivimas Rosh Chodesh of Shabbos for Shabbos, Tosus says, the Ein Anu Osen Kain. We do not do what the Gemara says. Ella maftir b'yirmiya shimud var Hashem. We read shimud var Hashem. And b'shabbos shalifnei tishba b'chazon Yishaya. Then we read Chazon Yishaya next week based on that psikta. So the Balei Tosus points out that the minig is not what the Gemara says. Interestingly, that's what it says. We follow, instead of following the Gemara, we follow the psikta. The Ran, in commenting on that riff on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph on the page of the riff in Megillah 47, says the same thing. Yirmiyahu Rosh Chodesh of 47. When we are in the Nog, Alma the Loam after him, Bechad Sheikhem Odechem, Tanu Chazon Yishayat. Ela Beshabbos Lifnei Tishbav. We don't read, like the Gemara says, on the second week, when Rosh Chodesh of happens on Shabbos. We don't read Chazon then, okay? But rather, we read Chazon the third week, what we call Shabbos Chazon, right before Tishbav, okay? And Ela Maftir and Shimu Dvar Hashem. We read Shimu Dvar Hashem this Shabbos, the regular second of the 3 weeks. Al pi apsikta, based on apsikta, and it's metakonos harishonim and so on. Tosu de miyo, it's the tosu de parnusa. Diver yirmiyo, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Chazon Yishaya. Okay, now
seems like everyone has this psikta but us.
Yeah, but so right. I couldn't find it, but it's somewhere. I trust the Rishonim. Anyway, the question is though, why? it is a little bit, seems a little bit unusual, maybe at first glance. Anyway, you have this mysterious psikta when the Gemara said it's something different. Mela, I understand going to a psikta, we don't have a Gemara. We don't. The Gemara gave us an explicit directive. So the Balei HaTosas, that same Tosas, a long Tosas, the end of that Tosas Megillah, Amud Aleph Beis, says why. The interesting thing, it's not so clear from Tosas, the Rosh makes it clear. If a Hosha ain't Maftirin Chazon, the Shabbos, Shechob, or Shchodesh Av, why, Taka, don't we read Chazon when a Shchodesh Av falls on Shabbos? I mean, it is the 9 days, right? I mean, usually there's only one Shabbos in 9 days. This year, there's two Shabbos in 9 days, right? The first and the last. So, okay, it makes sense, especially since there's a reference to a Shchodesh in a Chod Sheikh Amodech, and Son Afshi. Why don't we, Taka, do it? He says, why? He says, interesting thing. He says, because Avelos didn't really start yet. Okay, and he says, Rav, who says we do Chazon, he holds the Avelos does start. And he quotes all his amends. What's he talking about? Okay, the Marsha says, what Tosas get in Marsha there in the Kiddush Halachas in the Gilal Alaf Mabay, 49. And that Tosas says, what Tosas is trying to explain why it's okay, according to our Gemara, why it's okay. Why we quote unquote reject the Gemara. Because who's the speaker here? Who said this passage in the Gemara that we're rejecting? So look back for a moment at 39. We had it as Rav Huna. Remember in the Rifs Girsa, it was Amar Yehuda Brev, Shmuel Bar Shelos, Mishmei de Rav. And Rav Huna also was a Talmud of Rav. So it goes back to the base Medrash of Rav. So the Marsha's pointing out, Tos is telling us, and he tells us to take a look at the Rosh, because the Rosh explains it more clearly. Okay, the Rosh in Megillah Perek Dalet Simen Yud in 50. But I'll give you the background. Okay, we Ashkenazim, okay, and Simen, you might think differently, right? We Ashkenazim used to thinking, okay, so everything starts at Rosh Chodesh Av, right? The so-called, we call it the 9 days. Yiddish, the 9 days, right? The 9 days. But the truth of the matter is, it's not so clear when does the Avelis, the so-called, all the restrictions of 9 days begin. But the Ashkenazim, we start talking about Rosh Chodesh Av. But if you look in the Sugya in Tainus, the Mishnah says, on Chav Vavad Beis, a long Mishnah starts on Chav Vavad Aleph, goes over to Chav Vavad Beis. I'm not going to read the Rosh inside. I'm going to explain to you what the Rosh says. You can see the Rosh. Okay? The Mishnah says, on Chav Vavad Beis, 51, the Mishnah says, Mishaniklas Av Mematen B'Simcha, right? We minimize Simcha when Av starts. Look what it says. Shabbos Shechol Tisha B'Av Lios B'Socha. Now look at 52, Rashi says, Shabbos means Shavua in this case. I mean, we call Shabbos the Sabbath. Means the week. The week in which Tisha B'Av falls, then you can't take haircuts and shave and bathe and whatever else, except if it's Thursday for Kavod Shabbos. Not my topic now. But look at that. Look what the Mishnah says. When do these restrictions set in? The week Tisha B'Av lands. Okay, so sometimes Tisha B'Av is on Tuesday, sometimes Thursday, whatever day. So it's just that week starting the previous Saturday night. Not from the beginning of the 9 days, what we call the 9 days, but what's called Shavua Shechalpo. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, now. The Gemara has a discussion on Chavtes Amud Bey, 53. Amar Rav, notice the speaker Rav, Lo Shonu El Lefonam, Kol Achrav Mitzvah. These restrictions, when it says the week of Tisha B'Av, look at the language of the Mishnah. It says the week of Tisha B'Av, you can't take haircuts and launder your clothing. So the Rav says, yeah, but it means just before Tisha B'Av. But let's say Tisha B'Av is on a Tuesday. There's no problem on Thursday or Wednesday, right? It's only Lefonam, but not Lachrav. But Shmuel Amar Fila Achav Namis. Shmuel says, no, the whole week. The whole week is Osir. Right? The whole week, you know, think about it for a second. You have a whole intense day of Tisha B'Av, and then the next day, go right back to business as usual. Shmuel says, no, the whole week remains as some vestige of Avelis. The whole week, the whole remaining week. That's a machokas, Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, but there seems to be a brisa against Rav, against Shmuel, rather. And it says, you read the whole Gemara back and forth. It seems to say it was only talking about before, not after. And Shmuel says at the end, I'm Amalcha Shmuel, four lines down, Tanoi, it's actually Machlok, it's Tanoi. So let's look at that together, 53, line 4. The Tanya, Tisha B'Av Shecholios B'Shabbos, Mechein Erev Tisha B'Av Shecholios B'Shabbos, when the Tisha B'Av naturally falls on Shabbos, like it sometimes does, in which case we push it off to Sunday, okay, which is more common, or it naturally falls on Sunday, right, Erev Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos. So then, the Ochel called Tzark on Shabbos, you can eat whatever you want, even like a suit of shalom, fine. The Osir L'Sapra L'Chabbos Meirosh Chodesh V'Aratainas, Diver of Meir. Rameir says you're not allowed to have day and all these other things, starting from Rosh Chodesh, up until the fast. We call the 9 days. But Rabbi Huda Omer, even more, Kol HaChodesh Kulos, I like that. The whole month of Av. And then Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, no, eino osur ela osur Shabbos bavad. No, just that week, not the whole month.
Like the Sephardim do.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, not the whole month and not the days before the week where it lands. V'tanya idach v'noeg avol merosh chodesh v'tanya tibur meir. Rameir says you have from Rosh Chodesh until the fast day, 9 days. Yehuda Omer Kalachodesh, Kulosom Shungam Leel Omer, and also Shabbos just that week. Okay, you have the Rashi's. Yeah, how do we paskin? Okay, I'm not going to read all the Rashi's now, and people mute, so we don't have any mute themselves, so no background noise. But anyway, take a look on Lamed Aleph. We'll move over to 55. I'm not going to read the Rashi's now. Move over to 55. Rashi says, the Gemara says, Omer Rava. Again, can I ask everybody to mute? So the Gemara says on Lamed Aban Aleph, Amar Rove, Halacha Kerb Shimon Gamliel. The Halacha is Kerb Shimon Gamliel just that week. But then the Amar Rove, Halacha Kerb Meir. Well, which is it? Remember, Meir said the whole 9 days. So Gemara says the Travaya Lakula. We'll be in Makel in both directions. Because remember, Rav Meir had some, Rav Shimon Gamliel said just that week, but that implies even after the fast, that whole week. So Rav Meir has a chumrah that he starts with the beginning of the 9 days, but he has a kula that it's all over once Tisha B'Av ends. Rav Shimon Gamliel, he's makel against Rav Meir. He says, no, you don't start until the week of Tisha B'Av, but you continue the whole rest of the week. And if Tisha B'Av is a Tuesday, you have the whole rest of the week. So the Gemara concludes that the halacha is like both lekula. That's how Rashi explained. You want to see the again? I'm not going to read inside. It's saving a few moments. But 56, right? Travaya Lakula, right? Tosas spells it out there in Tanis Laman Rav. They want some Travaya Lakula. Klomar Travaya Kirab Meir Domer Shchodesh Ala Tanis. It's like Rav Meir who says it's just until the fast. Like Shmuel Gamliel says only that week. Okay, so therefore that's the halacha. And the Rambam Paskins Hilchos Tanis Perik Hey Halacha Vav 58 Mishi Yichanes Av. The week that Tisha B'Av lands, also lesaper lechabes again, no haircuts, no bathing, laundering, and so on, and not wearing laundered clothes, etc. Ad sheyavor atinus, but only until the fast goes by. Okay, and he also mentions karnagusol not to eat meat. Okay, all right. Anyway, that's the Rambam. That goes Maimonis Parakei Lachavov Os Hey 59 says. He quotes the Gemara, and he says that our practice is, he said, no, I also, I'm sorry, halacha is like a mayor, halacha is like a shim, like we said. How do we paskin? So in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Avarchayim, Siv Gimel, 60, Shavua, like I mentioned, Shavua Shechalbo Tishbav, Asum L'Sapra L'Chabez, just Shavua Shechalbo, just the week of Tishbav. But comes the Ramah, Hagav, the Ashkenazim, we have the minig. It's only a minig. We have a custom to start at the beginning of the 9 days. But we also pass it once the fast is over. Then you can right away. All right. Some have a practice. The Mishnah Berurah I quoted here. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Zayin says we wait until midday the next day. Okay. Well, it's all interesting. What's it got to do with us? So if you look, I'm not going to read inside again and take time, but it's worth seeing the Rav Yoh, Chelek Beisim, Tavkuf Nun Vav, and the Or Zeruah, Chelek Beisim, and Shin Sadi Beis. Spell out this whole back and forth, and they suggest the following. That we raised the question, right? That's what Tosos was getting at, the Rosh was getting at, that we quoted before in the Tosos in 48, in the Flamen of Al Beis, in the Alamad Alvin raised out of that Tosus, the Russian Paragdalit Sin Yud, they say as follows. We were bothered. The Gemara tells us what to do when Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos. Namely, to read Chazon Nen, whatever exactly you read, including the Pasuk Chachechem O'adechem Son and Afshi, which makes good sense to do Rosh Chodesh, and have to read something else the following week. Okay, but Tosus says we don't do that. We read Shimud Var Hashem. Okay, so we're wondering why should we follow this Psikta, this mysterious Psikta, rather than what it says in the Gemara? So both the Rav Yoh and the Azura quote a proposal because that was only according to the Shita of Rav. Now, to me, a little difficult because I don't see that Rav necessarily held that way. They explain how it is, and it's a little complicated. But like Rav Meir, that's only true if you assume that the Avelis Taka begins at the beginning of the 9 days, beginning of Rosh Chodesh. Otherwise, it's not going to be inappropriate to read Haftarah like Chazon when it's not yet, the Dinim of Avelis are not yet in effect. And even among the Ashkenazim, we just said that's a minig. Meikar Adin, it's clear from the Gemara, we paskin, right? That was the Gemara in on Lamed Aleph from Aleph, on Lamed Aleph, right? In 57, Kavaila Kula. We paskin that the Avelos doesn't start to Shavuot HaKalb, or it ends right when the fast ends. Okay, we have a minig, Ashkenazim, have a minig to extend it a bit. But Meikar Adin, it's not, so why would we read this terrible Avelos Haftorah when it's, you know, when it's not really, the veil is not in effect yet. Rav, who was the speaker, who said that's what you do, Rav held that way. That's what these Rishonim are saying. So Rav was Shitaso. So therefore, it's not that we're rejecting, that's what the Marshal is getting at. We're not rejecting the Psikta. I mean, we're not rejecting the Gemara in favor of the Psikta. Even the Gemara was only according to Shita Rav, and that's not how we paskin. That's what they want to say. Now, both of them raise a problem. You know, it's a little bit difficult exactly how to see that Rav said that. But moreover, let's be honest for a moment. It's even though the restrictions against haircutting and bathing are not in effect, okay, but there's still mishenichnas av mematin besimcha. There is some avelus, even if everybody something when Rosh Chodesh arrives, maybe we don't have all those same restrictions, but it's not exactly a jolly time, okay? He says, at the end, Rav, you're right. Unless you were Shema v'medrash or Masechah Sovah, it must be some medrash that says it, but it's a little bit strange. Okay, we do have Mishanichnas Abba Matan Besimcha. So, okay, there's no restriction in bathing and washing. All right. But anyway, it wouldn't seem to be so terrible, you know, to say that the Haftorah matches. But okay, that's we do rely on that Psikta. We move down to 64 now. The Smag in Essen Simon Yutes also mentions that even though the Gemara says to read Yeshaya Aleph Chodshech Mordechem, Anu lo nohagnu kach, elamafti Shimon Dvar Hashem. We read Shimon Dvar Hashem, and the following week we read Chazon. Because we have the Paranusa. Yeah.
How come, I mean, I thought the main source of our halacha is actually the Gemara.
Right. Oh, so therefore, very good. So now you're right, and that's a good question. I do still want to point out the Mordechai also in Bnei Yair, there in Megillah, Remez Tav Tav Lamed Aleph, also quotes in 65, Rosh Chodesh Chololos B'Shabbos, you read this, much Maftir, you know, we follow the Psikta, not the Gemara. Okay, so the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYosha on a different issue in Tshuvah, Sefer HaYosha, Simon Memei, 66, Zenos Gimel, writes, yeah, we usually do follow the Gemara, but there are other things to look into also. And he says, look what he writes in 66. V'chol she'eno boki b'seder of Amram, v'alachas gedolos, v'asechas sofrim, pirke de belezer, rabba, right, medrash rabba, v'talmud shar sefer gada, ein lo laharos divra kadmon min hagim. There are other sources from min hagim. Okay, and don't uproot a minig, just because, wait a minute, it says in the Gemara, but there are other sources also, and therefore, Yesh Lismach Dvar Mitzvah, he says the law doesn't contradict the Gemara, which it does, unless you accept that suggestion we mentioned before. Okay, the Rav Yah in Megillah, Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi Hei, also writes, he says that, last line of 67, V'chol she'en obok midrashim, S'var chitona, ain't no list or las or alaharos, Binyan Kadmonim and Hagam. If you don't understand it, that's because you don't understand it. Probably you, and not with the meaning. Okay, so they're not so upset about it. The Avudram, instead of Parsha Haftar, it says, 68, most Haftars are sometimes supplanted by something else, like if it's Rosh Chodesh, if it's Hanukkah, whatever. Okay, like Kegon Chal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, or Biyom Rishon, right? Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, have Mocha Chodesh. Aval Haftorah's Dalad Shin Ches and the others, including these three, Einon Mischalfos Bacheros La'olam, says the Avudram. We never supplant them. And that's the bottom line. And in fact, the truth is, you know, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Chav Ches Siv Dalad tells us, Tisha B'Av Kodem Vashanah in 69. Now, Tisha B'Av is always read before, the Tisha B'Av always is right before Parshas Vashanah. And the Bir Halacha there, in the Mishnah Berurah, Bir Masko Tisha B'Av, Hatam, Kedei She'iku B'Parshas Dvarim, Shumitocha Chosef Shal Moshe. Because, you know, Dvarim begins with Moshe giving Musar, so even though it's not really connected to the Seder, but it does match the Seder also. Okay, just as a side point. Okay, now, how do we paskin in all of this? We saw different shitas. So the Rambam paskins like the Gemara. Hilchas Tfila Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Dalet 71. Rosh Chodesh Av Shecholot B'Shabbos. Maftirin Chod Shechem Odechem Son and Avshir. The Rambam's not interested in the Psikta. Maybe you couldn't find it either. I don't know. But the Rambam, you know, it's the same Gemara. Okay, so that's what you do. A ghost, Maimonios, says, and by the way, it was just the Rambam. I go, and Oz, that there in Perk, Gimel Achadal, Oz Beis. V'chein Isa Perk, but here, that's what the Gemara says. V'chein Tzivar Rabbeinu Ephraim. one of the Balaitosis. V'chein Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. Listen to this. Yotzo mi beis haknesses bekas shalosh shavu lo lasos kein begamizim. A certain Rav walked out of shul because they wouldn't do what he told them to do. Right? We think that's only a nowadays problem. But you know, he was upset. They didn't listen to him. And Rabbi Simcha said, sometimes the minig is so strong that this is what we do. Never mind the halacha. You know, it's like a lot of times you have the. My wife tells me this all the time. You know, if something happened in the kitchen. You know, first of all, that's what they say. You know, the Rebbetzins always say that if the husbands would be in the kitchen, the whole kitchen would be trained. Okay, I don't want to hear that it was just a cold form. Just cold, not a problem. I don't hear about it, okay? You're not messing up my kitchen, right? They say that the Rav Soloveitchik's wife once said to him, you and your Yoredeya are going to trafe up my kitchen, right? You and your Yoredeya. Okay, but okay, so sometimes the minig is strongest. That's what I'm going to simply say.
So, over Rabbi, here.
Yeah.
Can we assume that the fact that we don't follow the Gemara means that it might be a minhag before that?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure when it would change, how old this tikt is, where. It's an open question. I don't know. But anyway, that's what the Magos Manos quotes, the Smag, he quotes others, and that's what we do. However, look what he says at the end, to throw everything back into a tizzy. Amnam anu nogim lehaftir, ashamayim kisi. He says, where I come from, we also don't do what the Gemara says, but not because we read Shimu Dvar Hashem, the second of the three haftarahs, because we read the Rosh Chodesh lining, ashamayim kisi. And guess what? Tosa's not in Megillah, but Tosa's somewhere else. Psachim Memo Mebeis. Tosa 73 says, Dimaska Avoseo. Tosa's Sursal says, Kamadorim on Osolkim al Sorm Chitonim. There are occasions we do follow outside sources, not from the Gemara. Okay, Manichin Gemara Shalano. We leave aside the Gemara. And one of them is, Rosh Chodesh Gemara says to say Chazon, and we Anom Aftir Hashemayim Kisi. We follow Hashemayim Kisi V'chein Hibib Psikta. He says, that's what the Psikta says. Yeah, well, you can't find the Psikta. You can say it anything, right? But that's what Tosa says. The Marsha is bothered by the Stira, and the two Tosim. But it's not really. He gives a funny teretz. He says that we follow the Psikta insofar as not following the Gemara, but not insofar as reading Shimu. Okay, the Trumas Hadeshin is a Truma 75 Simon Yud test. Okay, this question: Shaila Rosh Chodesh of Shlosh B'Shabbes Heicha Minig LaHafter Shimu or Shemayim Kisi, and he has it back and forth. He thinks that Shemayim Kisi is more correct. Okay, I'm not going to read it inside because the hour is late, but he quotes different people, said different ways. Okay, and towards the end, he throws something else into the mix. He says, and let's remember the old rule. What's more frequent, Rosh Chodesh or the 3 weeks? Rosh Chodesh. So we have the old rule, Tadosh and Tadosh, Tadosh Kodem. And he says that's what we would do, when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah coincide. He says the only reason we do the Hanukkah Haftarah is because of Prisumin Issa. That's what Tosa says in Shabbos Chav Gimel. Gemara says, Shabbos Chav Gimel Beis, boy Rabba, talks about Prisumin Issa. So the Tosa says that when Rosh Chodesh Tevis is on Shabbos, okay, when you have to read the Parsha Shavua and the Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah, you should read the Haftarah for Hanukkah because of Prisumin Issa. Says it Shumas Adeshin. Okay, that's a mitigating factor, Prisumin Issa. Sounds like without that, of course you do Rosh Chodesh because it's more common. The Maharil, Simin Yud Zayin, also has the same Kasha, Shumas Maharil, Simin Yud Zayin. Alodos Haftarah, Shavu Chodesh, Shavu Chodesh, B'Shabbos. And he quotes different people again. Marina Harav Vaibush, wherever he was, Hora Hashemayim Kisi, based on Tosas and Psachim. And Argos Manios says like that. And the Maharama Rutenberg said that, but others say differently. He has the whole thing. Okay? And he asked other people, and they said the other way. He said, nobody, other than the Rambam, nobody seems to do what the Gemara says. They all follow the Psikta. The question is, what do we follow? Shimu Dvar Hashem or Hashemayim Kisi. And he mentions something else. He says, if you look in Perek Beis, and that's the Haftarah of Shimu Dvar Hashem. Look at Pasuk Chav Dalet, source 79. It says, "Para Limud Midbar Ba'avas Nafsho Shafar Ruach Tana So Mishivena Komakshel Lo Yafu Bechadsha Yimtza Unha." Says Rashi in Yom Perek Beis Pasuk Chav Dalet. What does that mean? Bechadsha Yimtza Unha. That's a remez to the month of Av. Look at the second line of Rashi in 80. It's a reference to a chodesh. Yil Mekeret Afatem Chodesh Echad Hu Av. So guess what? You have a reference in the Shimu Dvar Hashem. Says the Maharil, you have a little bit of a reference as well to to Rosh Chodesh as well. So So therefore, you can read Shema Devar Hashem and get, quote unquote, the best of both worlds. You're getting the second of the Shalos to Parnusa, right? The three special Haftaras, and you're getting reference to Rosh Chodesh. But anyway, there are different things that Beis Yosef, Yosef Karin, his Chuvas, Avkas Rochel, Simon Chav Ches, okay, says generally, and this is your question, Kvar Yadua Shekola Poskin Shana Al Pi Talmud, generally follow the Gemara. Right? Everything's according to the Gemara. All right? But every once in a while, he says, we have things that are different. For example, in that same passage in the Gemara, says the Beis Yosef, the Gemara says that on a fast day, you read what's called brachas uklos. We call that the tokacha. We don't do that on a fast day. We lay by a chal. Okay? We don't follow it, says in the Gemara. So this also. And in the Beis Yosef, in Simon Tov Chav Hei, he writes, Dimas Masha Kosov, Rabbeinu 82, the Harav Rabbeinu David Avudram Kosov, She'ein Medalgin Tlos of the Parnusa. He quotes of David Avudram, says, we don't ever supplant, get rid of the Gimel to Parnusa for any other Haftarah. The Hu Hoya Bucky Bahani Mili Tuva, the Lochain Royalist Mahadvar. He was a big Bucky in these areas of Alocha, and that's what we should follow. And that's it. So what do? So, you look in the Shulchan, we read the Shulchan before, it says you read the Rosh Chodesh Haftar. On the other hand, there are more rights in 83, of Rosh Chodesh of Shulchodesh B'Shabbos Maftir and Shimon. The Mechaber didn't say that. Mechaber just said, we saw it before, blanket rule. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you read Haftar of Hashem Kisi. It doesn't say, except if it's Rosh Chodesh of. No, even if it's Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, there are more rights, possibly he holds like that, okay? But again, basically said in the Beis Yosef says not to skip this. So, but there are more rights. Clear Chosh of Maftir and Shimul. But he says Yesh Omer Mashamayim Kisi. Some say Shemayim Kisi. V'chein Iker v'makom Shein Minig. There's no direct Minig. That's what you should do. And the Mogen Avraham and Sifkat Beis writes V'chein Nagul B'Poznam. Chassam Sofer in his Hagos there. The Mogen Avraham V'chein Nagul B'Poznam. And that's what we do in Pressburg as well. Said the Chassam Sofer. On the other hand, there'll be Hudim Dagul Mervava. Right? But Prague, I'm in a Glahafti Shimu. Okay? Depends where you came from. So in Poznan and in Pressburg, they read the Haftar of Rosh Chodesh Hashemayim Kisi. In Prague, they read the Shimu Dvar Hashem. And he quotes, he mentions the Elia Rabba, the comment on the Levush, I printed in Simon Tov Kuf Mem Tes in Sif Aleph. He mentions, you know, the same problem come up, and it comes up actually more frequently with Rosh Chodesh Elos on Shabbos. The parshas for A, which sometimes happens. And that's during the seven haftaras of comfort. So what do you do? The same shaila comes up. But there the Levush says, we actually could read a Shemayim Kisi, because number one, it has Nechama there also. And number two, we can double up 2 weeks later, which is what we do, most shuls. We double up, the Sfaradim don't, but the Ashkenazim will double up later on, two haftaras are juxtaposed into one. Anyway, that option doesn't exist here, so therefore he says you should read a Shimu. And that's what the El Yerabba also says in 88, some Tavkuv Memtes and Gimel, V'chein Nogim Po Prague. The Ramah said it's better to do, what do you call it? It's better to do Hashemayim Kisi. The Vilna Gaon, the Bir Agro, and Sifal of Sifbeis says nothing doing. He quotes and he said, no, the Minig is not that way. He quotes the Shemad Adesh and quotes others that we saw, and that's the Iker. And the Iker is to read the 3 weeks after Shimu Dvar Hashem. And he said, that's what most we've shown him. He mentions the Rosh and the Mordechai and the Smak and many that we saw before. And by the way, just as a side point, as far as Todir is concerned, the Shchachma Shlomo Kluger, or Sinu Tav Chafei, the Sif Aleph, he says, Todir is not relevant. Because Todir is only when you're going to do two things, and the question is, what do you do first? But that's not what's happening here. Here there are two things. Now, that's a debatable point. I don't go into that now, but it doesn't go to Aura. We're not going to do both after. We're going to do one. Okay? So that's not, Tadda doesn't play a role here. Again, the Shulchan Aruch said, Ramor right to do after Shemayim Kisi. The Mishabur and Sivkot and Ches says, Ayan Bibir Agra. Sounds like he's agreeing with the Gra. You should read the first, do Shimu. On the other hand, there are Chashulchan. Says no, we should do we do the other one. We do the Rosh Chodesh one. Right. So there are different minhagim, and every shul should stick to his own minhagim. And I'm not sure around here. I think most people will do Shimu Dvar Hashem. The Ezra's Torah Luach says to do Shimu Dvar Hashem, and in parentheses says some people do Shemayim Kisi. So you're safe either way. I just want to end, if I can, just a minute, okay, with what's just a suggestion, my own suggestion. I didn't see this anyway, but it's impossible. What is this minig? What is this machlokas about? Okay, what's the basis of that? Different minhagim in different place. What's it about? So it could be that was followed. You know, by Kriyas HaTorah has nothing to do with the time of year, right? On a regular Shabbos, whatever Shabbos you're up to, right? It's Minyan of the Sidra, right? Whatever the Sidra is. On the other hand, Kriyas HaTorah and Yontif has to do with Yom HaDiyoma. So what's with the Haftorah? Okay, and specifically, what is this Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh? Is the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh, the regular Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh, Hashemayim Kisi, the end of Ahayim HaDei Chodesh B'Chodesh, what is that? Is that Minyana Diyoma? It's like almost like Me'ein HaMa'ora, we call it Rashi, as such a Lashon, in Megillah Laman Rabbeis, Zivu Masa Hakid Isa, when he talks about we interrupt certain Haftorahs for something is Me'ein HaMa'ora. In other words, how tightly wound up is the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh with Rosh Chodesh? Now, you could argue it's not really tightly wound up at all, because when Rosh Chodesh ends on a weekday, we don't read it. But that could be for a different reason, because the Haftorah, we learned earlier, was only instituted on days when people don't have to go to work and so on. So, but the question is, what is the nature of the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh? Is it Me'ein HaMa'ora? It's mamish like Inyana Diyoma, that's the Iker. And therefore, you could say, you got to do it. You can't just, good, the 3 weeks, we have a minig, a psikta, gimel, the parnus, but not when you have Haftorah that's made out of the Oma, okay? When you have Haftorah that's ironclad, so to speak, it's made on Oma, it's part of the day of Rosh Chodesh, so to speak, okay? And you can't just knock that out so easily, right? A gimel, the parnus is a minig, and we saw the Rambam didn't even have it. I mentioned it in the Mishnah Torah, but in the Siddur, yeah. So that's not as powerful, so to speak, as the requirement to read Haftorah by Shemayim Kisi and Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, that's why many people are made to read Shemayim Kisi. Or you say, no, the reason we read Haftorah and Rosh Chodesh is not because Haftorah and Rosh Chodesh is Ne'in Hama. You know what it is? We have a rule. Tosus points this out in the last source, 94. Megillah Chav Gimel and Aleph. Very quickly, Tosus asks the Kasha. Okay, how come every Shabbos we don't take out a second Sefer Torah and read the Korban Musaf? We spoke about it a little last week. How come we don't read the Korban Musaf every Shabbos like we do every Yontif? We read second Sefer Torah, read the Musaf. So a few answers. One is only two psukim. One answer is because you always have to read the Haftorah based on something you just the thematic connection has to be what you just left, what you just finished. Okay? So therefore, if every Shabbos you're going to read from the second Sefer Torah Shabbos, every Haftorah is going to be the same Haftorah. It'll be boring. Okay? So we don't do that. If that's true, one could argue that the reason why we read the Haftorah of Shamayim Kisi on Rosh Chodesh is because it comes after the last thing we just read, which was the Maftir of Rosh Chodesh. Not Me'in HaMa'ora. It's not part of the day. It's just the Haftorah has to match something that we just read. Memela, since, like the Maharil mentions, the Haftorah of Shimu Dvar Hashem has a reference, albeit somewhat obscure. But look back at 79 and 80, right? In Perek Beis, Pasuk of Dalet, B'chad Shem Tzuna, which Rashi says is a reference to Chodesh Av. You have a reference. So it's good enough. There's no reason to take away. If the whole reason why we read the Haftorah of Hashemayim Kisi is not because it's Minyan of the Yoma. It has to relate to the laning. So you have something that relates to the last laning. You have a pasuk, somewhat obscure, but it's good enough. It's a good enough connection. It's not so tightly wound up with it. So maybe, I'm just making a suggestion, maybe that's why we have these two different minhagim. How important, so to speak, or how central to Rosh Chodesh is the Haftorah of Hashemayim Kisi? And is it enough just to have a brief reference to Rosh Chodesh? So then why should we tamper Shimu Dvar Hashem? We have the Psikta, we have the minhag to the 3 weeks, and the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, okay, so if something else refers to Rosh Chodesh. Okay, or no, that's really part of it. So that could be, those two ideas might be what's behind these two minhagim. As I said, I raised the question in the beginning, what is the correct Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos? Ask your friendly local Orthodox rabbi, find out what your shul is going to do, and that's what you'll do this Shabbos. I'll take opportunity to wish everyone a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh for Rosh Chodesh.